Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is?
It's another podcast. It's another podcast.
Joe and my cast. Joe and my cast. It's another podcast.
This is another podcast. I'm your host, Joe Feldman.
And I'm Micah Sterenberg.
Today we welcome our first sibling set to the podcast.
Welcome. Today our guests are...
I'm Lee Barat.
I'm Matt. I think they wanted us to say Dirty Shame.
Yeah, we have a two-man improv team called the Dirty Shame.
There it is.
Yeah.
Micah prides himself on getting teams to say their name in
unison. If I pitch it that way, I can almost always get a team to say their name in unison.
Yeah. And you guys are the first that haven't, and your brothers.
And your brothers.
So that's a double upset.
Maybe if we were related to Micah, we'd have caught on it.
Mm-hmm. But, maybe. I mean, no one else that's been here has been related to Micah, and they've seemed to do just fine.
Every team's done it.
Well,
what's your genealogy?
My genealogy? Yeah. I'm Dutch.
Super Dutch.
Okay, because we're not Dutch, so maybe some of the other guests you had were more Dutch.
Yeah, you look really Dutch, though, by
the way.
Thank
you. He
does.
You're welcome. Were you way into the World Cup, like, the other year?
Oh, yeah. U.S. wasn't going to win it, right? So, yeah. Did they win it?
No, they made it to the finals, I think.
Yeah,
who won it?
God, now I seem pretty Dutch. I guess I was into it.
You're super Dutch.
Who won it?
It was,
Who did win? Italy?
Didn't Netherland... Isn't too
I don't think so.
They might have won it. Italy? No, they won it like 2 times ago. I don't know. Anyways...
Anyway, you guys are brothers.
Brothers.
Yeah.
A lot of people think you're twins.
That's true.
But we're not. Want to stomp that rumor?
Yeah,
Let's
we're
get
not
some birthdays.
Twins.
Yeah, what are the birthdays?
We came on the podcast to formerly, you know.
Yeah.
So what?
Matt was born July 17th,
1987. Okay.
And Lee was born, so I'm told because I wasn't live, February 16th, 1986.
Oh. So that's like, that's 17 months.
Yeah, that's
okay,
not
we
that
17 months difference. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was 8 months
like
old.
Irish
when you're
twins.
Doing the, I know you're doing the math.
Yeah, trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm.
I was 8 months old when my mom was like, let's do this again.
I really like your mom.
She's great.
Yeah.
Good mom.
Good mom.
Good solid mom. We got a great mom.
Your dad's nice too.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. But our mom.
But God.
Edwina.
Edwina. Mm-hmm. What a woman. And you guys have another brother, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. His name's Luke. He lives in L.A. He also does comedy. Whenever he's out visiting, he'll perform with us, which is super fun.
Oh,
is he jealous of your group?
Yes.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever feel like you're...
How old is Luke?
Well, he was born November 23rd,
1983.
Yeah. Oh, so he's the oldest.
So he's 28, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Which is ancient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how come you guys came to Chicago and he went to L.A.?
Well, I think the reason I came here in the first place was because Matt came out in the summer of 2009 and did the IO intensive.
Oh, cool.
And then he went back to school, but he told me about it, and I thought that sounded like a good idea. So in 2010, I came out and did it also, and I just decided to stay out here after that. And then when Matt was done with college, he moved out here. So just he just moved out here a few months after I did.
Cool. How long ago was that? Over a year? You've been here for a year.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Cool. And then Luke went to L.A. because he wants to be a writer, a TV writer, and that's where you go for that. So he.
That's where all the jobs are.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yep.
That's what they say.
We're all gonna move there someday.
Oh, brother.
And be successful.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I don't want to ever.
You don't
want to
move there?
No, I've been to LA a couple times, but when I went like last year, we went to UCB West and it was like the same, it's the same stuff you see here. It was good stuff, but everyone just looked way cool. Like everyone was super fashion forward, tons of fashion hats.
And
I was
then
like,
just
no.
like tight t-shirts.
Tight t-shirts.
Tight t-shirts.
Like, they would eat us alive.
And deep V's.
But they dress nice?
They dress nice, and it just makes me think, like, someone we must be doing
one.
The real work because we don't have time for this stuff. I don't have time for that garbage.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Too cool. You guys are from Idaho?
Yeah, that's right.
Idaho?
Mm-hmm.
Idaho. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, just outside of Boise.
That's so cool. What's that like? How big is Boise?
Boise's a couple hundred thousand people. Okay. So it's a decent-sized town. Pretty much, if you can, I don't know if you can, but it's good to get out of wherever you're from. I just believe that in general.
Yeah,
I think the people I know who got out of Boise, even for a little bit, are happier about because of that.
Your parents still in Idaho?
Yeah, they're still there.
What do they do there? What did they do growing up?
When we were growing up, our dad worked for Hewlett-Packard. He was a manager or something with their printers.
And our mom was the part-time computer teacher at the elementary school.
That's true. Our mom kind of followed us through school, volunteering or working wherever she could.
Yeah, she would just strategically place herself as like the art mom for the class.
My mom was art mom.
Yeah. Nice. So I made a quilt like 4 different times throughout elementary. Well, I just choke on my water that I was given by you guys.
You can't prove that was our fault.
That's not our fault. Everyone loves our water. It's a fact.
I can vouch for your water. It's great.
Thanks, Lee. I hope our listeners have become accustomed to who is who.
Oh, this is Lee talking. In case anyone's still wondering, this is Lee.
Matt was the one who choked on the water.
Yeah, Lee's not a choker.
That he took a sip of like 4 minutes earlier.
I know. Why did it take so long to get down your throat? How come you can't negotiate a sip of water?
Well, what's your genealogy? Because I have a certain...
You know my genealogy.
No, I don't. Jewish?
Yeah. I'm an Eastern European Jew.
Okay. Ashkenazi.
That's pretty good, Micah. That's really good.
That sounds really mean to say.
Ashkenazi?
Or just that. Or I'm an Eastern European Jew.
But that's what I am. Why would that be mean?
I don't know. It just sounds like an insult.
Yeah, Louis C.K. I mean, has
that's
a whole
an
bit
insult
like,
for you to say.
Okay, well.
That was Lee talking there.
Louis C.K. has a whole bit about, like, it's like, Jew's the only word that's like, oh, you're a Jew. Or it's like, you Jew.
It's true. It really does depend how you say it. I guess I would prefer to just say Jewish.
Yeah. You're a Jewish.
I'm a Jewish.
Not Sephardic, you're Ashkenazi.
I love a Sephardic, though.
Sephardic.
What's the difference?
Go ahead.
Sephardic Jews are like the dreamy, like Persian-looking Middle Eastern Jews.
Okay.
Like from that part of the world. And Ashkenazis are the ones that are from like Eastern European.
Persians are like darker and their culture, they just have like better food and they can have rice on Passover and they're just like by far more attractive. Yeah. Every Ashkenazi girl wants to marry a Persian.
What's the rice thing?
Why?
Yeah.
It's just like their cultures were formed separately, customs. Because they were just in different regions, pretty much.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the dirty shame.
Yeah. So then you guys got away to college from Idaho?
Yeah. We all went out of state, all three of us kids. Our older brother went to Gonzaga. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
I went to Cal Poly. And then Matt went to Colorado. So.
Did you guys write a lot of letters while you were apart?
No. I mean, email was a thing, so.
Oh, right.
We met. But I don't even think we emailed much.
Did you guys do improv in college? Did you do it at Colorado?
Yeah.
There's a couple of people who were on, like, Colorado's team that are in Chicago now, right?
Yeah, well, I actually started the group at Boulder.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There was no group when I got there.
Oh, okay.
My sophomore year, I started up.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. How did you know to start a group? Had you already done it in high school?
No, but I knew that, like, both my older brothers had been doing it. Like, they already had established groups at their schools, and I figured Boulder is a pretty large place not to have anything, so, yeah.
True. Lee?
Yeah?
Did you do improv in college?
Yeah, I did. I performed with a group called Smile and Nod, for 4 years. 4 or 5, and it was great. It was the best. I really liked it.
You performed with them for 4 or 5 years in college?
Yeah.
You go to a college for 5 years?
Yes, I was an engineering major.
Wow.
So it's not like I was a slacker who took 5 years.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Are you an engineer now?
Yes, I'm a sales engineer. I work for a solar company here in town. I'll design a system for a house, and then try to sell it to them.
That's pretty great.
Solar energy?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Is there a bunch of tax breaks and stuff?
Yeah, if you guys want to talk about the incentives available
to
you,
the
homeowners.
So you could just hook up a house with completely be off the grid and be on solar energy?
Yeah, although it's better to tie it to the grid. It's better to tie it to the grid.
Okay.
Well, just because the system's cheaper and you get more reliable energy and you don't have to have batteries to back.
Do you have a system? Like,
can I roll my meter back and throw some energy into the grid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Micah.
What?
And if you produce more energy than you consume, the utility pays you.
They pay you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is your apartment solar powered?
It's not.
Do you feel guilty about that?
No.
Okay.
Do you,
is there a passion in your work?
Give anything solar powered?
You know, my calculator isn't even solar powered. I use batteries.
Why?
I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
I
that's
wonder if
cool.
they, do
it's
they
gotta
care
be a
about
rewarding
that?
Job, though. It's obviously good. Everyone knows that solar power is a good idea.
Yeah, I like it. I have a lot of friends in my major who work for defense contractors or oil companies now.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have something that's a little less guilty.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're making good money, though.
They're making a lot more money than I am. They're making such good money.
But they're probably, like, super miserable.
I like to hope so.
Yeah. They get home at the end of the day.
And they're just
sad.
Like go to sleep on their pile of money.
Yeah. Or they have to go like to work on a military base.
Yeah, they use their money to fill the hole vacated by their soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing.
Thanks, guys.
Matt, how are you saving the world?
Well, by solving murders every weekend.
Okay. Yeah, talk about the dinner detective.
I do a murder mystery show. Lee works for it.
And it's great. I work for my brother.
Are you the boss?
Yes. Yeah, he's the boss.
Of Dinner Detective?
Of this branch of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's like
he runs the Chicago branch. It's a national thing. Like, the company has shows all over the place. Matt runs the one here, and he just opened a franchise of it up in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom.
What was the thing with, like, the Yelp review?
In Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Oh, because we, me and Prescott Gadd, I don't know if you've had him on the show.
He's great, you should.
Yeah, we started this, it up in Milwaukee, and, there was, like, another murder mystery company, like, out in the suburbs, that, their website's pretty horrible, and it's just kind of silly, and,
like, one of those, like, black websites with green lettering?
Exactly.
Angel Fire? a live journal,
and they do like themed shows, like an 80s theme, and we put our company on Google Maps, and we ended up getting like a Yelp review, a 5-star one for this, and they're like, we had a great time, like the 80s theme, blah blah blah.
It's an 80s themed murder mystery.
The other one is, but they tagged us for it, and
nice.
Like,
free Yelp.
Yeah.
Oops.
Okay,
so what is the show like? Are you gonna ask that?
Your question.
What's the show like?
Oh, it's great.
Dinner mystery mystery?
Yeah, so you get about, we usually have like 70 or 80 people show up. They pay to like have dinner and stuff. So they'll get together in this room, and there's waiters bringing around appetizers and stuff. And there will be a host, which is usually Matt here in Chicago, comes out and says, you know, sort of introduces the show, like, hey, there's people here that are lying to you. You know, there's plants in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that. And then, make people get up and interrogate each other and stuff. And then someone busts in because they've been stabbed or something. And then two detectives, which I'm usually one of, show up. And
You should explain the whole show at this pace.
Well, I was about...
I like it. I'm into it. I'm enthralled.
He was doing fine.
I was doing so good.
This is why I'm.
I can't back talk him because he's my boss.
Jesus.
You guys have so many weird power dynamics.
Yeah.
So someone busts in.
The same?
And then they solve the murder over the course of several courses of food.
So do you do the same murder mystery every time?
I mean, it's the same like script for a while until. The city gets tired of it, and then they switch it around.
Okay.
But, essentially the show is, like, a very interactive, you know, kind of partially improvised show, and the people playing the detectives get to just interrogate random audience members, do bits throughout the night.
Yeah.
It can be, the shows can go very well, and yeah, it's a pretty good time.
Who are the people that come to these shows? Are they tourists?
Yeah.
A lot of people from the suburbs come in.
Or like Indiana.
Where is it? Mm-hmm. Where do you do the show?
It's at the Knickerbocker. In Chicago, it's at the Millennium Knickerbocker by the Hancock Building.
Is that a hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in a ballroom.
Oh, cool.
Upstairs there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the deal with Dance Moms?
So I was supposed to be... I was on an episode of Dance Moms as a detective, and they contacted...
Is that a show?
Yeah,
Dance Moms is this incredible reality show about this slave driver dance teacher who it follows, like, four or five little girls and their terrible mothers, and like every week the dance teacher makes a pyramid of who's like doing the best dancing, and she does a dramatic reveal, and she'll be like, Maddie, you weren't keeping it up enough this week, you are doing a group number, and like won't give solos out, and it's really horrible, and then the moms just drink and yell at each other for the entire show.
Yes. They were there? They came to the show?
Yeah, they contacted us. They wanted to do an episode where like they brought one of these dance girls. Pretty much they staged it so this 9-year-old girl, there's not, children under 15 aren't allowed to come to the show, but for the story arc of this show, we set up a mock audition, so it was me and a couple other people. We auditioned this 9-year-old girl to be a dancer for the show, which is not a real part. and then we had to do takes of like, oh, I think she was really good, like, yeah, let's take her. And then that night at the show, she was like a plant in the audience with all these dance moms at a table, you know, like, and they were filming the whole time, which was just weird for paying customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the show actually went really well. It was fun.
Did she get to do anything?
Yeah, this girl got to dance, and it was like...
What was the justification for her dancing?
Did you write it into the script
dinner?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just kind of like, the justification was... Like, we pull people up, and then we need to make sure they're not lying. So if they say they have a certain talent, we usually want them to, like, show us. And so she, like, showed us this dance number. And originally she, like, wanted to play, like, a track. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, we're not going to stand you up and be like, oh, we think you're lying. She's like, well, I'm a dancer. And we just, like
hit it.
Nice
yeah, exactly.
Hit
it. So she had to just dance silently, and she wanted to do.
Oh no!
She was nine,
that's
so she couldn't, you know, she couldn't just, you know, on the fly condense it to like a 15-second piece. She wanted to do the whole 45 seconds. So it's like, you know, take it away, and then 45 silent seconds. You know, seems like a very long time. So she just kind of go in, and we're like, you know.
Did she happen to be wearing like ballet slippers or tap shoes at dinner?
When she mock auditioned for it, she was wearing a very, like, skimpy. I mean, she's nine, you know, but it was like
it's
what
a slutty
do you audition?
Outfit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they do that.
And so in the cutaways, you know, because they were filming us like watching her, I tried to look like very neutral or disinterested, so I wasn't like,
you just
too
don't want
to
look like,
you
know,
they're gonna just suppress,
you know,
they're
gonna take the one
desire.
Take where you're like,
exactly,
he's like licking his lips.
Exactly. Yeah, the Kuleshov effect. I didn't want that to be
it doesn't matter
what you did. Anyone watching those shows that sees the judges, and like, I feel this way about like Toddlers and Tiaras, you look like a pedophile no matter what, because you're there.
Yeah,
and you're people are just wondering.
But here's
why
the thing:
you
shouldn't try to act like you don't want to be there.
So what happened? I mean, it was
the
even
time.
They even had a title for the show, you know, the Dance Detectives, and then they changed it to Bullets and Ballet for like the episode that was going to air, and then it was just randomly one day I got a text from the owner of the company that's like, they decided to cancel this episode.
Oh, no.
They just canned it,
I guess, which is too bad because we were really hoping like.
Would you got paid if it went on air or anything?
No, just been really good for the show.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We've never had anything like that advertising-wise to get out to that many people, and just horrible suburban people too. We just had a huge influx of moms,
just people that watched that fucking show.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Good.
You already hate it.
I hated it when I heard the name. Like, you didn't have to explain it. Like, if you would have said, "What do you think it's about?" I would have been like,
Dance Moms.
Is
pretty
it like Toddlers and Tiaras, but dancing?
Yeah, it's self-explanatory. Those moms are so horrible. They drink so much. It's so great.
Oh,
that.
Oh, and there, the other thing about them being on the show is everyone's encouraged to like make up an alias for the evening. So
cool.
You make up a name tag, and you're something completely different. And they're sitting at a table with this 9-year-old girl, and they had the most raunchy names. Like, one was like Slut Bucket.
What?
Yeah, one of the moms.
Yeah, one of the moms.
One of the dance moms?
And then another was Bucket? Debbie Does Chicago.
Oh, boy.
Like, I don't know if that was just a producer decision, like, oh, yeah, Slut Bucket, you know, just to make them look more horrible than
we'll
they
blur
are.
Blur it out. They'll just say S Bucket.
But yeah, I was definitely able to see the exposed thin, you know, veil of reality on a dance. Like, sometimes one of the PAs would be like a background actor in like one of their stage scenes. You know, just like it was just cheaply done.
That bums me out a little
dance
bit.
Dance moms.
Yeah,
horrible.
But like, we knew that shit about.
But maybe they turn
TV.
Off the cameras and the moms are like really good mothers to their children.
Wait,
maybe
so
not.
Is there no such thing as a slut bucket then?
Sorry, man.
I don't think so.
It's not reality.
How did you guys get the name Dirty Shame?
There's a bar in Garden Valley, Idaho, which is right near a small town called Crouch, where that has the best 4th of July celebrations ever. It's ridiculous. And there's a bar there. It's called the Dirty Shame. Great shuffleboard table. One summer I spent when I was living in the woods, like on the river, I would go there all the time, and they would have different music nights or whatever, and they had a boxing night once where I saw a 15-year-old fight a 75-year-old.
Oh, no.
Who won?
A 75-year-old.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was just
shit.
Were they related?
What's up?
Were they related?
Who knows?
Dance moms.
But they were
so
related.
It's just a bar out in the middle of Idaho that has a cool name.
I like it.
That we like.
It's not because something happened between you guys.
No, our relationship is perfect.
Because Joe always thinks that you guys are going
to
kiss or touch penises.
You get so close during those shows.
Mm.
I've been waiting for it.
You guys never kissed in a show?
No.
Well, you should come to rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. We do.
A ton of
we do some shit behind closed doors.
Do you guys rehearse
in the name of improv? Yeah, yeah, we do.
Do you have a coach?
We did. We did have Christy Bonstell coaching us. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been coaching us on the improv side of late, but she is directing a sketch show we're putting together.
So your sketch show is just the two of you, right?
Yes.
And it's at the Annoyance soon.
Correct.
When does it start?
Is it going to be called Dirty Shame?
It opens April 15th. It'll be called the 101th.
I thought it was called the 101th.
Sure, 101th.
You guys talk about that stuff.
I know. Well, it's still a month out. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we have time to iron it out.
Sure.
Sounds like you need to.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's going to be really fun. We have most of our stuff written.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really good.
All right, when does it start? April 15th?
April 15th.
Tax day!
Tax day.
Put that in there.
Okay, I will.
Poster or something.
Yeah, let's shoehorn tax day into our
You guys do a couple things at the Annoyance, right?
Yeah, we also do skin prov every Saturday night, which is an improv show where we take our clothes off.
Nice.
It's a good time.
It's a really good time.
Do you have a lot of bachelorette parties and stuff?
Yeah. Maybe like every few weeks or so a bachelorette party comes in, always a lot of gay guys.
Yeah, and sometimes the like just like the lone kind of gay guy back in the shadows, maybe like 10 rows back. Just kind of
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Do you guys always strip into the same things? So I feel like I saw it once and you were wearing,
you stripped down to like skivvies?
Green bodysuit. What were you wearing, Lee?
Oh, that was St. Patrick's Day last year.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had our 1-year anniversary with that show.
Yeah, in January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a green man suit, and so I was probably wearing that for St. Patrick's Day last year. Yeah.
So what do you strip down to in a normal show?
Mick makes us buy sexy underwear, so I have a pair of sexy underwear.
You just have one that you wear every week?
He gave me an orange pair of, I think the brand is Basket.
Okay.
So
my
do you
brand
go, like, boxers
is,
and then the skimpy underwear?
Yeah, sometimes there's a gag people like to do with the reveal where they like take their pants off and they have like boxer briefs or something, and then they take the boxer briefs on and it's
another pair of underwear. Smaller.
That though. It kills.
That gag, yeah, kills.
It really kills.
I would do it every week, I think.
You want to do Skimprov?
I mean, if somebody asked me to do it, I would do it.
How can Micah get involved in Skimprov?
Hang out at the Annoyance.
And look sexy.
Yeah, okay. Talk to Mick.
All right, I'll do it.
Good for you.
Thanks. No, maybe just a couple times.
It's great. The improv itself is it's ridiculous. It's either super disinterested because people want to match Mick's sarcasm, or it's just yelling things.
Yeah,
it's
kind of an absurd.
You've never had like a really good grounded scene in Skimprov.
You never had a show. You're like, that was a piece.
That was why I do. That's why I moved here.
It's not a piece. Yeah. It's not a piece show. It's a bunch of scenes that get blacked out from the light booth.
Oh, okay.
And then two more people come out, do another scene.
Do you strip in every scene? Or you take one thing off every...
Yeah,
the first scene... Do you make it a thing to take it off in the show?
Yeah, so the first round of scenes, you just lose the shirt. So shirts are off immediately.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through, there's a secret signal in the back where mm-hmm. someone just says, shoes, and then we take off our shoes, and that means...
That's the signal? Somebody goes, shoes.
We're not supposed to be telling you this.
Holds up a
shoe. The guy in the light booth just holds up a shoe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then we all fuck the shoe. Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah.
Excellent. So then you lose the shoes, and then it's like, oh, man, these pants are next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, do you make it like it's in the scene, then it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go take a shower, and then...
Yeah, the scenes where you take clothes off is really forced.
Yeah, those ones are pretty ham-fisted.
What is the biggest stretch you've had to do?
They're stretched to be like they're stretched to be like 3-line scenes sometimes.
Yeah. So here's a typical taking your shirt off scene. Oh man, no one's coming to our lemonade stand.
God, I could sure go for some lemonade.
Well, let's do that, but first let's take our shirts off. And then we'd take our shirts off.
That'd get customers over here.
Oh, yeah. That puts asses in the seats. Except for last night. Or they had to cancel the show because there were
St. Patrick's
two
Day.
People.
St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. It's weird that you guys do that together, no?
I think it's fun.
Yeah. Is it really close?
Kiss on that show?
Do you ever make out?
No. No, we don't.
When your parents came to town, did they see Skimprov?
No.
Would you ever expose them to that?
Would you ever
if they wanted
anyone?
To. If they're like, yes,
are
I want to stay up till midnight
to
watch
it.
They
know.
It was, I mean, it was the first show I really started doing in Chicago. So I was like,
yeah,
hey guys, I'm in the show. It's, you have to get naked.
We were still very green.
Slowly over time, I was able to get on stage without having to, strip down.
And good for you, Matt.
You got to pay your dues, though, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Do you work out because you're in the show?
I work out, and I'm also in the show.
Sure.
I don't work out for the show. I just do it to
stay in
shape. I
think it would make me, if I had to take my shirt off once a week, I think I would work out a little bit. A few more. Sorry, Joe, you were going to ask a question.
No, I was just thinking about how you're shirtless a lot anyway.
That's just because you came over today, I just...
It happens all the time.
It's warm.
Because I always just got
really
out of bed
warm
when Joe comes over here on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I put the jeans on first. I didn't have a shirt on. And then Joe told me to go put a shirt on, so I did.
Slave driver.
I know.
It's awful.
True.
Can I ask a question about Dinner Detectives?
Sure.
How much does the tickets cost?
In Chicago, they're kind of expensive. Well, I mean...
Because you get dinner and everything with it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's...
65 or 70.
65, 70.
Man,
how tasty is that?
What kind
dinner?
Of the food is it? Like
it's,
a prime rivers.
It's not terrible food.
That's good.
Do you get to eat every night when you go? Or was it
sometimes.
Friday and Saturday?
If people don't show up and they have extra dinners,
yeah, but if you're a seated, like if you're a performer, that's
they'll feed the detectives.
Yeah. The food in Milwaukee is really good though. The place where we're doing the show, because it's actually like a restaurant. It's not like
cool.
massive hotel. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
They got risotto and shit up there.
Oh man. Look them up on Yelp.
How often do you do the shows?
At least once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they'll just be like random times and stuff?
No, it's always on Saturday nights. And then there's also certain times where it's Fridays and then a lot of private shows and stuff. And those can be at any time.
Like companies will rent out.
Totally.
Mike Maranowski just started working with them too.
Oh, man. I want to do it. I want to be a detective. I might just go to the show.
You just
want to
do everything they do.
I think there's a friends and family discount where tickets are only $40.
Boy.
So. Am I getting a prime rib?
Prime rib's not an option.
Yeah, not
you
like
can get
option.
Chicken, fish, or pasta.
Oh. Oh. I needed prime rib.
you could probably sneak in your own prime rib, and no one would say anything.
Bring it in a bag.
It only cost me $40.
Yeah, it's not really a show that you see a lot of, like, people that... It's great because it's a whole other group of people. You know, like, yeah. You're performing all week in shows, you know, for...
People that see nothing but shows all the time.
Yeah, and it's great to get those reps in of just, like, you know, random, like, audience from Indiana or wherever.
And they're just like, live.
Yeah. And you can just, like, sell a joke, and the place just erupts into a seal party, and it's a good time.
I want to talk about the term seal party that Matt just used and kind of glossed over.
What does that mean?
It's a term I coined.
Oh, is it when people are just like...
Exactly.
Seal party.
And you're just feeding them jokes like fish from a bucket. Mm-hmm. Just like,
who else says seal party?
Oh, no, you're trying to get it started? No,
I'm the only one, but I'm getting it to catch on.
I like it. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I thought this podcast would be a good place to maybe get the word out.
Great launching pad for it.
And I'm still torn between whether it's more of like a, hey guys, you know, let's go out there and make a seal party. Or like if it's an after show comment like, oh man, how was the show? Total seal party.
I think it's got to be an after.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go make a seal party.
You don't want to go make a seal party. A seal party, like, you celebrate that it happened.
Yeah, let's go turn them into some seals and make a party out of it.
Let's put birthday hats on them like that movie Andre. Remember with the seal?
I watched that on an airplane.
Yeah.
Who probably
was it? Who was the human?
So that joke Lee just made was totally not a seal party.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good example of a non-seal party.
Right.
Can we talk about another thing you guys both do that is air guitar?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Cool.
Yeah, we're both U.S. air guitar national finalists. Mm-hmm.
Different cities.
Mm-hmm. Matt's a two-time national finalist.
Yeah, I'm a two-time. So I've done nationals in New York in 2010 and then last year in Chicago.
And that was 2011.
Yeah, that was last year.
That's nice. Last year.
And Lee was also at Nationals last year, so that was that.
What are your air guitar names?
I am Mr. Serious.
And I'm Thunder Gland.
Matt wears underwear that both of your parents helped you create?
Yeah, my mom did the kind of sewing work, and my father did the electrical work, because it's a cod piece that lights up to a thunderbolt.
Whoa.
Lee, what do you wear?
I wear a suit and tie, but I rip off the jacket, and I've cut out like a dress shirt that I wear underneath to like just a bib. So the only part of the dress shirt that exists is the part you can see through a jacket. Mm-hmm. And so I'm mainly shirtless when I rip the jacket off.
You guys love stripping.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's a great gag.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Sure.
That's what our mom always says. Edwina says that.
Mm-hmm.
Good woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you guys, there's three of you? Three brothers?
Yeah.
I got two brothers.
You guys ever miss having a sister? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd it be like?
Oh, were you asking me too?
Well,
yeah, for sure.
Well, Luke's kind of
a bitch.
I
feel bad for my mom.
So, we're fine.
I feel bad for my mom. Do you ever feel bad for your mom?
Kind of. I feel like, since the youngest, I feel the most guilty about, like, oh, she probably wanted... A girl.
You were the last shot at having a daughter.
Yeah.
Well,
if you ask her about it, though, all she'll say is, I love my boys.
Yeah, it's the same like response as like, when we were asking her, like, is Santa Claus real? She wouldn't give a straight answer. She's just like, Santa's Christmas love. I was like, Mom, answer the question.
It's Christmas love.
Yeah.
You get like the waiter at the restaurant. It's like, three boys must have been rough for you. And your mom was like, I love my boys. I've been there. That's people do that to my mom.
Exactly how it went down. Yeah. Are you oldest, youngest, middle?
I'm the oldest.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sick.
What are your brothers up to? My brother also has a brother that does improv.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
I've done, yeah.
Get him out here.
I've done a show with him like twice on like a yearly thing because he lives in Grand Rapids. And then every time I see your show, I'm like, man, why doesn't he move here? But I think I might get him to do the... He might get him to do the summer intensive this summer. So
nice.
I think that would probably seal the deal on him.
Is he going to college there?
He's done. We all went to Calvin in Grand Rapids, and now he like works there. It's a real small school. Hmm. But yeah, he works up there now. And they're like the only improv and sketch in town.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Big fish.
Big fish, small pond.
Small pond.
It's a term.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Enough about me. You guys do playground teams, don't you?
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not the same one, though, right?
Sister teams.
Sister teams. We have our big birthday show coming up.
Yeah, we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, those of you listening who don't just know, Matt and Joe Feldman are on the same playground team, and I am on another playground team that was made at the same time, yeah. And we're having our one-year, our birthday show on April 20th. 420, Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday. Stoner holiday. And my mom will be there.
And the anniversary of Columbine, right?
I think, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's like, naturally. Why do they gotta make
big day? So that's the girl, the ladies'
stoners move
screams.
It? Like, why don't we move it?
Move what?
420, like, make a different day, 420. Like, why do we have to do it on Hitler's birthday and stuff?
Because we don't have to, because we can't give Hitler that, Micah.
Is
you can't let
it?
Him affect it enough to move it.
So that's why the Stoner Holidays on that day?
Can you be a river and flow forward?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I think the reason 420 is a thing is that that's the time of day that people would get together after school.
And get high?
Yeah. Like every time they were finally all together and lighting it up, yeah. It was 420 on the
clock. I think
the
there's like a lot of different like origin stories. There's one that was like that's that was maybe bullshit. The police code for people getting high or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's a lot of conjecture.
A lot, yeah.
Nice
no
word.
Facts.
Nice word. Micah with conjecture.
Regardless, we celebrate.
Yeah, I'll be high.
Yeah. Come to the Gurr and the Lady Screams 1 year birthday show. Stoned out of your gourd.
So Joe and Matt are on the Lady Screams, yeah. And you're on the Gurr.
Correct.
Are you going to the New York or something with the Gurr?
Yeah, that's on Thursday I'm going.
Oh, that's this week already?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
I'm so
New
excited.
York Improv Festival?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be like The Pit?
Yeah, which I'm excited to go to because I've heard The Pit has an awesome theater.
Brand new?
Yeah. Brand new?
Where are you guys going to stay in New York?
I don't know yet. I'm probably going to get a hotel somewhere.
Wow.
I don't know.
You have like
there's no couch that you could sleep on?
You know, I did know there was a time where I had like 3 or 4 good friends living in New York, but a few of them moved away, and then my last remaining good friend there lives in Brooklyn, which is far away.
Yeah.
Richie Offson lives in Manhattan. You can stay with him.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Boom. Just found myself a place,
you
guys.
There you go, Matt.
Yep.
That was nice.
Helping out.
Richie? Richie, I'm sure you're listening. You got a couch. Lee needs to stay with you this weekend.
Thank you. What do you guys do improv and sketch-wise not together?
I'm on an IO team called Doctro.
Mm-hmm. Nominated for Best New Herald Team.
Kablamo.
Probably won't win, though.
Probably won't win because Meridian was also nominated, and so was Birthday Girl. I'll wrap you
Meridian's team. And I'm on a new show. IO team, too, called Interrobang.
Not
I
nominated.
I love the name of that team, though.
Thanks.
It's a little new. It's a little too new to be nominated.
Too new.
I think.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Also, those awards mean absolutely nothing. And I say that because sports team was not nominated.
Well, it's just not fair. Meridian was born out of last year's Best 5B team winner.
Which
so.
Also means absolutely nothing.
Well, I don't know.
As the people that vote for that are the people in those groups.
I know. I think when we got the award, like everyone was too afraid to say something. And I just said, like, thanks for voting for us because I know none of you saw one of our shows.
I think I saw one.
Thanks for voting for us.
I don't.
Well, sure. I know, but like at the Dell Awards, it's like everyone there. It's like none of those
now
people
now they're not
saw
doing that
show.
Anymore, I think, because everyone agrees it's very awkward.
Best 5B?
The Best 5B thing. Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird. people, like, your teams just got placed. A lot of people didn't get placed. It's weird to give out that award.
What?
The best 5B team.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's dumb.
IO just did a big massacre this week.
Yeah, that was...
And axed six teams. It's pretty crazy.
Big old bloodshed.
But you guys both survived.
Way to go. And
we did too, I guess.
Oh, congratulations.
Hey, you.
Congratulations, everyone.
I really thought Antero Bang was going to get cut.
It built some good character. No,
I'm just kidding.
Too new.
Just kidding.
They're too new to get cut.
Too new. The baby.
That's
that
the joke, only
thing. No, they're great.
My babies.
They're no, I've seen it. I think I saw your first show. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I think you...
Oh, yeah, we did.
I think our second show we played with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, actually, is the first time we play with Doctro, so that'll be fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be good time.
That'll be adorable. I can't wait. I'm going to hug him.
Are you going to host?
Yeah, maybe Lee will host, and then I'll...
Maybe I'll host you guys. Oh, and then, like, we'll pull a switcheroo.
Don't tell anyone in the audience that he's your brother, and then when he comes out, everyone will be like, what?
And we'll be wearing the same thing.
Are you surprised people think you're twins?
Kind of, yeah, but I think there's just so many people around in the scene that, like, you hear names and then you kind of forget who it's called.
Or, like, somebody will meet one of you when they're drunk and then they'll think they met the other one.
Exactly.
I've been complimented on having a great show after Antero Bang shows where I was just there to watch.
Really?
Yeah, I forget who.
And I've been told, like, you know, don't be so racist, and I didn't.
And that's my thing.
Yeah.
I well, hate like, that's races. Not,
somebody told me, like, great show after, like, I'm pretty sure they were talking about Andrew Knox one time. I was like, okay. So, people think me and my brother, the Alaskas, were twins, and he's 6'2" and has red hair.
Oh, wow.
Same face, though.
Yeah, some people just look
the face.
I think people just want you to be twins.
I think it's just they, like...
Because twins are so interesting.
Right. They really
you
are.
You can ask those twin questions. Yeah. Can you read each other's minds?
It would be kind of creepy, though, if you guys were twins doing improv. I think there's a
team. Wait, why is that creepier than what they're already doing? And not
because
kissing.
Then we'd have
to. Because it's like, to me, it's like, then it's just like, it's like all the same idea all the time.
Wait, they twins have different brains, Micah. That's not... Micah, what do you know about twins?
There's a team in Chicago Improv Festival called Twin Prov. I'll go see them, and then I'm going to reserve judgment until then.
Okay.
But afterwards, I'm judge.
How fucking mature was that stance?
That stance was mature as fuck. Hey, man. Mature stance, bro.
Thanks, man.
Oh, brother. What else do you guys have going on that people can come see?
We have a run of shows going on at the Upstairs Gallery.
That's true.
Improv? The Dirty Shame Improv?
Yeah, actually, the last show of the run is the Night of the Dell Awards.
Oh, I'm sure.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, we'll sell out.
Yeah, for sure. That's okay. Awesome. Well, Wednesday
night is that? It's Wednesday. What?
Wednesday, and actually, we're doing extended play starting tonight for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's
and when,
true.
When we do extended play, we always have a special guest, so that's fun because that's our time to get like different people in to play with us.
Yeah, tonight we're playing with Los Dos Dudes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Who, if you haven't seen,
are great.
Check that shit out. They're excellent.
Do you guys do any pre-show rituals, like call your parents together?
Don't warm up.
Yeah, we don't warm up.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
But we have, there's subtleties in our, like...
Man, that's
you
cool.
You know? So.
Damn, that's so interesting. Fuck, dude, that's gangster.
Subtle nuances? Yeah. Damn. What are these subtle nuances you're talking about?
I don't know, subtleties. At least, I mean, there's forms of, like, at least the, like... We make brief eye contact.
What? What does that
you what?
Mean? Make
know.
Brief eye contact?
I don't
contact?
Know what that means either.
Before the show or after the show?
Before the show.
Well, good. You're two humans.
Yeah.
You should
do it during the show, too.
Oh, we haven't tried that.
If I was coaching you guys, that'd be the first thing I would do. Just put some eye contact stuff.
We have started doing a thing where before the show, before we get our suggestion, we make clarifications or corrections about our previous show. So if we said something factually incorrect, we'll bring that up and clear the air on that.
Yeah. Who's usually the most wrong?
I think we're
pretty both evenly wrong.
Equally wrong. Equally yeah. Wrong. Yeah.
But yeah, nice. It's we saw, I mean, at least a few years ago when I first saw this group Convoy out in Los Angeles, it's a 3-person team. And they're really great. They do are. Kind of a form of the Clarifications too. So yeah, we kind of piggyback that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fun just to.
But Convoy, a lot of their things, they're like three geniuses. Mm-hmm. Like they all went to Vassar. And just,
they're very reference heavy too. Also.
Yeah, they just drop knowledge all show long, and so it makes sense that they'd go back and make clarifications,
mm-hmm. yeah.
on stuff. But we just started doing that. Also, even though we drop a lot less knowledge.
Mm. Lee, what do you like most about playing with Matt?
I like how he knows exactly what I'm going for, and he just picks up on everything I do super quick. If you believe at all in chemistry of a team, then, you know, we're proof of that. I really enjoy playing with him. I know him better than anyone else in the world.
Matt, mm-hmm. what do you enjoy most about playing with Lee?
He's just very consistent, which is great. So, and he's just always, like, down for... I don't know, even in slow moments, he's always, like, there. Like, he's never going to back out of anything, which is great.
It's true.
Yeah. And the same kind of thing,
consistent.
Like, just so
never
so
too
easy
good,
to know
never too bad.
what he's going for, and very easy to read, so makes it enjoyable.
When you guys are hanging out, how do you separate, like, team time from brother time?
Well, usually
or
in
do,
our...
Or do you not have to?
In our practices, when we get together, we usually just... talk for the first 20 minutes is what's been just about what's going on, what's happening, and then, you know, 20 minutes in, we're like, oh, do you want to do a show?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And we do that and talk about it.
Yeah. I think the other thing is the amount of, like, variety in the shows that we've had has been really interesting too. Just every show is just much more different than any other group I think I've been on. Just like sometimes we'll have really slow ones or we'll play really fast and we never really know until...
Do you have a form?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get a suggestion at the beginning and then do like sort of a shared monologue about usually about our childhoods, some shared experience. And then we'll just go into scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely... We'll probably go about like 5 or 6 scenes and then start calling stuff back. But we only do internal edits. We only do transformational. We don't... I hate two-man sweep edits.
That's the worst. The classic kind of like...
Yep.
You know, like breakaway and
sometimes
then,
it's a nod.
Because it's always they look at each other and they always go, whoa.
Yeah. It's
and then
like
they...
break away to the side of the
they
stage.
They start
and
to laugh,
yep.
sweep edit... And then they both circle back around, look at each other, and
touch their face
till they figure out what scene they're gonna do. It pisses me off.
Do you guys want to air any grievances now with other 2-person teams?
That was always my main one from the beginning. Is just like the editing style. Instead of moving in, like to the next edit, is just kind of like they always break away.
Yeah, and come
and
back.
Then come back.
They're resetting.
It's really just a buy time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just to get an idea.
Let's be honest.
Yeah,
just buying some time.
Yeah.
Which
is
cheating.
This is one other one that's buying time on stage that I hate. I saw a solo improv in North Carolina, and this is the one
Micah
that
hates this guy. This is
I don't
the
hate
time
him.
He
I
brought
just,
him up.
It found it depressing to me that there's solo guys that are doing something different, and then there's solo guys that they're solo because they got kicked off their team. And then their team told them, maybe you should do a solo show.
Oh. Yeah,
I really hope I just...
Well, this is the one that I hate.
I can't imagine this guy doesn't deserve this.
This is the one that I hate. When somebody talks to a fake imaginary person, like, off stage or something, they're like, hey, what's going on? And then they're like, they'll be like, you want me to come over there right now? Like, they, like, repeat what the person said and just, like, and it's just, like, to buy time, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could come over there right now. Or something like that.
A move I hate is when people say listen, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone does it.
Listen?
It's just a buying time sort of thing. It's just listen. it's like saying, I have something to say. Like, just fucking say your thing.
Right. Oh, this is my other pet peeve.
And I have something to tell you.
Is anytime anyone says, I have an app for that in an improv show.
I actually haven't heard that too much.
I saw it like 3 times in a week at once. And it just drew me nuts.
At solo improv?
No, he didn't do the app thing. But he did have a hat that he wore in many different positions so that he could keep his character straight.
Like, I hate this guy.
Fuck that guy. Hats? Hat gags?
It's like a ball cap. One time he had it like a mohawk. Anyways, Joel, what do you got going on?
The Lady Screams.
Boom.
Sports team at the IO Theater. Baby Wants Candy at the Apollo Theater Fridays at 10:30. And Feldmanowski, me and Mike Maranowski. And I do this podcast.
Awesome.
What about you, Micah?
Meridian at IO. Counterproductive Lover at CIC. DMNK all over. Maybe at a fundraiser for the Chicago Veggie Pride Parade.
What? Yeah. Chicago Veggie Pride Parade?
Chicago Veggie Pride Parade, yeah.
For Veggie Pride?
Yeah. Plant-based lifestyle.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's a fundraiser for the parade.
Wow.
Nice.
Anyways, we're... Oh, and DMNK is at Chicago Improv Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Come check us out there. And, oh, Out of Character every Friday at the Playground at 8 o'clock.
Very nice.
And that's it. The you guys, is a... April 15th at The Annoyance, the 101th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5 days later at the Playground for your one-year anniversary shows.
That's right. Smoke them if you got them.
Are you guys doing the smush shows at the Playground?
Yeah, I'm the cancer one. Is actually the 29th, and the Lady Screams have a show as well, so I'll just be in both of them.
Oh, that's next week, right?
Yeah.
That's great. I did the Gemini for like the Playground's 15th anniversary. Every week they're doing like if you're on an incubator team, you play with your zodiac sign. I think they'll just email you. They just emailed us like a couple days before it. It was fun. I played with all the Geminis.
Oh, like, hey, you're this?
Yeah.
How many people were there? Like, was it large?
Like in the group?
Yeah.
There were probably like 7 of us.
Oh, nice.
And they read, like, a little blurb about your zodiac sign first, and the one about Geminis was completely horrible. About Geminis are two-faced, stubborn, pushy, demanding, change their minds. What?
Nothing.
What?
See how she turned?
Yeah, that was so two-faced.
It's like we had one face and then the other face.
Micah really brings out the worst in me.
I do.
And the best.
Aw.
You guys should kiss.
Never.
Whenever you perform together.
Please. We have to stay professional.
So then how'd the show go with the Geminis?
It was really fun. I played with, like, pretty much nobody I knew. There were, like, one or two people I knew. And that's, I think, sometimes really just, like, really fun when you play with those thrown-together groups and you have no expectations, so you don't have to, like, really think about it before you go on, kind of like you do with your normal ensemble teams. It was really fun. It was silly.
Somebody that's, like, into that kind of a thing, you know they're going to be like, one of those groups are going to be like, oh, man, you can't get a bunch of Geminis together. I don't know, like, what zodiac sign that would be.
Taurus, probably.
Taurus, is that the one?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But there is, like, at least one or two where it's like, that's going to be a disaster.
What are you, Micah?
I think I'm a Capricorn.
You think so?
I think so.
What are you, Lee?
I'm an Aquarius. We have the last show of this run, so I don't even care about it yet.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think they will organize you until like a week before. And Matt's is in 2 weeks.
Week. Which one? Are
but
you?
I've known about it for a long time, so maybe cancers are just a little more.
Oh,
typical cancers. Who cares?
Cool. Well, go see Doctro and Intero Bang at IO. Go see the Lady Screams and the Gurr. Go see the Dirty Shame. Go see the 101th. Go see Skinprov. Go see Dinner Detectives.
Jesus.
Did we cover all
go
of
see
it?
Air Guitar.
Go see Air Guitar. No, don't go see that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Everything else, though, right? Mapparats, Librats, thanks for coming on, guys.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dirty Shame.
This has been another podcast. I'm your host, Micah Sternberg.
I'm Joe Feldman.
Check us out at anotherpodcastpodcast.com. Email us at anotherpodcastpodcast@gmail.com. Get us on Stitcher Smart Radio app. Download the Stitcher Smart app on your smartphone, and then you can stream podcasts live without downloading or syncing. I think that's it, right?
Thank you to Justin.
Like our Facebook page. Thanks Justin Gorson for producing this episode and every other episode. Goodbye.